Trumas perik hey mishne gimel saat truma tarish shenafel mei chulin tamein. If you have a soft truma that's tar that falls into 100 chulin that's tamei, so the truma now is bottle tala v'tei achel nikudim oiklayos. So you would then take out and give to the kohen b'taras truma, but the kohen would have to eat it nikudim oiklayos, which is like we said in the previous mishnah, dried or roasted o tilosh b'mei peris. Or if he makes it into dough, he kneads it with fruit juices of tischalik leisois. Or even if he doesn't use fruit juices, he makes the shears very small, kadesh lo yeh b'makom echad kebeitza, that the dough in each would be less than the size of an olive, so it shouldn't be metame metame others. But the Rav points out here that even Rebbe Eliezer that said before that when you take out something, you treat it exactly the same way and you consider it truma, not that it's just stealing from the Kohen, that's why we were concerned, Rebbe Eliezer Shita, but Rebbe Eliezer says that the same one that fell in is the same one you're taking out. That's the svar that he's using. Here, even Rebbe Eliezer would be moida that you should still eat it in these ways. In other words, according to Rebbe Eliezer's shita, l'chari, you should just take out the truma tahira, and if it's truma tahira, the kohen should just be allowed to eat it regularly, and just knead it with regular water in large amounts. It shouldn't make a difference, because the one you're taking out. But the Mefarshim explain, Taisis Yantif, that here Rebbe Eliezer would also agree that you would do these things, whether keep it dry, and all these things that it shouldn't become tameh, because Rabbi Lezer's halacha earlier was only to be machmer. He wasn't going to even say that you would treat it the same way and treat it like truma to be mekel and treat it this, as if it was the exact same one that fell in to be mekel like that. So here everybody agrees that you should do these things when the kohen goes to eat it.